Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera bersiaran bersama kami untuk agenda Awani. Hari ini kita nak meraikan bukan sahaja kemeriahan akhir Ramadan tetapi juga menjelang Aidilfitri, bukan sahaja bersama dengan warga Malaysia tetapi juga dengan warga daripada luar negara yang menetap di Malaysia, dan kami bersama dengan 6 orang tetamu yang kita nak kongsikan berkenaan dengan bagaimana mereka meraikan hari-hari terakhir Ramadan dan juga menjelang Aidilfitri Syawal yang akan menjelma. Dan pertama sekali, saya nak bersama dengan Abdul Jalil yang merupakan warga Rohingya yang sudah pun berada di Malaysia selama 10 tahun. Abdul Jalil, saya nak tanyakan soalan berkenaan dengan Ramadan dahulu. Sepanjang Ramadan berada di Malaysia ini, apa yang bezanya dan bagaimana keluarga Abdul Jalil menyambut Ramadan di Malaysia?
Sama juga. Sebab kita Islam kan, Islam semua sama juga. Ramadan pun sama, puasa pun sama juga.
Kalau sama tu, maksudnya macam mana dari sudut makanannya, dari sudut ibadahnya bersama dengan keluarga, kalau berceritakan dengan penonton kita?
Ibadat sini dekat Malaysia, alhamdulillah syukur, sebab kita suka-suka boleh esmayang, boleh makan. Kalau kita mia kampung, kalau kita tak boleh suka-suka mia. Kita sana banyak itu government banyak zaliman. Sebab kita Islam mia pasal. Kita sana sekolah pun tak boleh, baca Quran pun tak boleh, azan pun rasfikal tak boleh. Kita kena pelan-pelan curi-curi ini macam ibadat pun kita suka hati tak boleh ibadat. Dekat Malaysia kita suka hati boleh ibadat. Terima kasih banyak Malaysia.
Saya pada itu Abu Jalil juga kongsikan bahawa ketika ini dah lama 10 tahun berada di sini bersama dengan 5 orang cahaya mata, 5 orang anak. Jadi kalau sambutan Hari Raya selama 10 tahun itu di Malaysia macam mana ya?
Alhamdulillah semua okey juga. Itu kita alhamdulillah syukur.
So kalau sambutan tu biasanya sambut di mana? Di Lembah Kelang ataupun bagaimana sambutan pada Hari Raya pertama tersebut?
Kuala Lumpur juga.
Kuala Lumpur. Yeah. So Kuala Lumpur bersama dengan keluarga ada lagi?
Ada kita Rawang pergi.
Oh, itu
ya ya Rawang pergi. Ada saudara-saudara kita sana pergilah. Itu saja.
So biasanya kalau makan macam mana? Kalau kita orang apa ni masyarakat Melayu ni dia akan makan rendang, makan ketupat. Kalau keluarga jadi macam mana?
Sedap juga itu Melayu punya makanan. Oh, sedap juga. Ya ya sedap juga.
So kalau biasa hari pertama tu makan apa yang ada?
Ada kita makan keto kita punya bangsa kulo kita makan syuki, semai, luri fida. Itu cakap Rohingya lah.
Itu apa ya? Pulut ke nasi ke?
Bukan, itu tapung itu tapung kan. Dia orang buat kecil. Lepas itu susu dengan gula campur dia orang masak.
So dia kuih raya.
Ya kuih raya.
So selain daripada kuih itu ada apa lagi makanan masyarakat Rohingya yang kita biasa sediakan waktu Syawal?
Itu Syawal dengan itu apa itu luri fida. Luri fida dengan itu apa buat itu kari satu lampu ka ayam ka satu buat kari. Lepas tu luri fida dengan makan sekali.
Luri fida tu yang kuih tadi tu ke bukan?
Itu luri fida yang macam luti canai.
Oh, I see.
Ya, ya, ya.
Luri fida cicah dengan kari.
Kari
ayam.
Kari ayam ka kari lampu ka macam itu.
I see. So, setakat ini sepanjang berada di Malaysia, sambutannya itu macam mana daripada tahun ke tahun ada perbezaan? Sebab sebelum ini kan COVID kita raya, tahun ni buat tuan-tuan raya ni.
Ya, ya. COVID itu Malaysia dekat Malaysia COVID mia jam kita kena susah sikit, tapi alhamdulillah semua orang boleh makan juga tak ada susah. Malaysia rakyat banyak orang tolong kami, kita mia bangsa enjoy mari dengan Malaysia dekat jiwan Melayu pun kena mari tanya apa macam ada baras ka ada kari ka ini macam tanya dia orang bantuan kami kita syukur alhamdulillah dekan Malaysia rakyat.
Baik, terima kasih Abdul Jalil bersama kita untuk agenda Awani malam ini, kongsikan berkenaan dengan sambutan Hari Raya, bukan Hari Raya tapi juga Ramadan. Dan seterusnya kita nak bersama-sama dengan tetamu seterusnya daripada Somalia yang merupakan seorang guru dan juga seorang yang bertugas sebagai aktivis di Malaysia. Sama-sama dengan Sister Ridwan. So Sister Ridwan, can you please introduce yourself a bit and how long you have been in Malaysia and what you do at the time being?
I'm Ridwan Hassan. I'm from Somalia. I was here since 2017. That's 6 years. I live in Gombe. I'm a student, a part-time teacher, teach for the refugee school, and also a community advocate. I work for the community as an advocate for the community work.
Let's talk about you being an advocate. So you do social work. What kind of work and services that you do here in Malaysia?
We help for the communities, like single mothers, children, and students. So any programs they have or any problems for that time, we help them. And also we support for the women who are having problems in the family problems. So we help them to overcome that one. We give our workshops and also we support for as educational. Yeah.
So during Ramadan and then during Shawwal and Fitri, is there any specific program that you conducted for all these communities?
Yeah, for Ramadan is the holy month of the all Muslims. And the Muslims, they are some people are, who are rich, who are poor. So we do as a food distribution. We go around and give the people who are, we distribute food, who need and help. And in times of the iftar, yes, we organize for the iftar to come in the community also. And we are aware who can have this, and we support each other. And for the Eid Hari Raya, we come together. We just celebrate to have. For last year, it's not there, but this year, I wish like we can celebrate together, yeah.
And you informed that there is around roughly 3,000 Somali. Yeah. At least a majority of them are here in Klang Valley, in Gombe. Yes. So for this year's Shawwal, is there any specific event or something special you organize for this year?
Yeah, we want to meet in URA, Islamic University. Mm-hmm. That's our area. Then we want to have our celebration there as a community. And to enjoy, like to see the, how the important day is that day, and we know the Malaysia how can support us for that. So yeah.
And when your community, of especially Somalis, for the first Shawwal for Malays, usually we eat ketupat, and then we eat a lot of traditional food. So for Somalis, is there any traditional food that you can introduce our viewers?
We have a morning, and we have also evening. Morning, we eat what's called anjera. Anjera is like a thosai in Malaysia, and tea. That's main tea, like adani. Also, we have that tea we eat. For is a kind of symbol of the humans, as like having
the identity.
Yeah, identities of coming together and feeling that you are living in one of the country who are Muslim, and you can do what you want, and you can, you feel like you are home. Like, you know, the main things is that it as we are not in our families, we are not in, you know, but we just feel like we have in family as a coming together and doing whatever we like to do in that time.
Let me be clear, there's one specific dishes for morning. Another one is for evening.
Morning, yeah, evening, we have a lunch, we eat for the rice as normally. For the evening, we have sweets, we eat a kind of sweets that we prepare for the Hari Raya, like we call halwa, biscuit, and a kind of that things. Then we come to get to enjoy for that. Yeah.
So thank you so much, Ridwan, for sharing your experience at Hari Raya here in Malaysia, and then with all the Somalis community here in Malaysia. And then itu merupakan perkongsian bersama dengan tetamu kita daripada Somalia dan seterusnya daripada Myanmar, Rohingya, kemudian ke Somali. Ketika ini saya nak bersama juga dengan tetamu kita daripada Palestin, merupakan Hamdi, ya, yang katanya boleh cakap Melayu 30%. Saya test boleh tak?
Boleh.
Perkenalkan diri kepada penonton kita.
Saya nama Hamdi Mahmud Abudan. Saya dari Palestin. Saya umur 18. 18. Saya umur 18. That's all.
Oh, that's all. Okay. That's good enough. That's good enough. But so for the intro, just a little bit to get to know you more. Do you born in Malaysia?
No, I have not been born in Malaysia. I have come from outside. I was originally born in New Delhi.
Oh, I see.
New Delhi, India. Yes, I have not been born here. My father has been working there for quite a while, so I was been born in New Delhi, India.
So how many years have you been in Malaysia?
I have been in Malaysia for almost 13 to 14 years. At least my 14 years, going into 14 years, yes.
So if you've been here for 14 years, you moved from India to here when you are 4 years old, is it?
Around, sir, yes, 4 years old, yes. I was here 2007, end of 2000, December.
And you are here with both of your parents?
Both of my parents. All of my family gradually.
I see.
Yes.
So for Ramadan and Shawwal, is there any like specific tradition that you practice in your family? Because you have both background from Palestinians and also
yes.
Indian heritage.
Mm-hmm. So basically for my Indian heritage, I have not completely lived there or understood mm-hmm. how they do it. For us Palestinians, I have mostly raised my Ramadan and Eid and Shawwal in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So, and Malaysia is a diverse country mm-hmm. with a lot of cultures and this. So I have not specifically raised as how Palestinians are raised. But and then there is ways we are raised as well. Family gatherings, food, and just generally being with our own people, mm-hmm. our community, Palestinian community. That's how I'm gradually raised. Because mm-hmm. as you said, I come from two backgrounds. So it's hard for me to be raised into one specific background.
So being raised here in Malaysia, with which community you spend most of your time? Is it with Palestinians or you've been with Malaysian kids as well?
I have spent most of the time actually with Palestinians and Malaysians.
I see.
Yeah, most of the time I spend with both of this community. And I've learned a lot because it's been a diverse experience for me mm-hmm. between Malaysians and Palestinians. And I've learned both ways of how to do it. So I was learned in a diverse culture mm-hmm. here in Malaysia.
Okay. Yeah. So I think there's no doubt that you can adapt in different kind of culture. But food is something different. Can you eat Malaysian food?
I can eat some Malaysian food. I have some issues I'm kind of struggling with.
Okay.
Is some food they're sweet.
Okay.
Malaysia has been raised on that. But I have, there's some foods is very interesting. I like to eat, if you know, nasi lemak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kuah, you know what kuah is?
Yeah. Sambal.
The red one, yes. Spiciness. And then I've raised with Palestinian foods. You know, because in Palestine, we're mostly raised with spicy food
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and flavorful food.
Oh, Palestinian is spicy food?
Yeah, we have spicy food as well, yes. So we have been raised with flavorful foods. Malaysia, when I came to Malaysia, Malaysia has spicy foods, but also has combined with sweetness.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
So again, we very
So you
difference.
Can accept the spiciness, but you cannot accept the sweetness?
I can accept the sweetness, but there's a limit to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, thank you so much, Hamdi, for joining us for Agenda Awani. Dan itu sahaja kami kupasan daripada 6 negara, daripada Somalia, kemudian kita pergi ke Rohingya bersama-sama dengan warga daripada Somalia, kemudian juga bersama-sama dengan Palestin, yang mana kita bawakan kupasan selepas ini akan bersama 3 lagi tetamu untuk kita lihat dan tinjau apakah amalan mereka sepanjang Ramadan dan juga Syawal kali ini. Terus setia bersama kami, Agenda Awani. Bertemu kembali dalam Agenda Awani dan masih lagi kita bersiaran daripada Masjid Tuan Kumizan Zain Abidin dan kita terus bersama dengan tetamu seterusnya Abdul Hakim daripada Uyghur. So, can you first start with introducing yourself and if you can share a bit about what is the newest news from Uyghur?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Abdul Hakim Idris. I am the Executive Director of our Center for Uyghur Studies. We are right now in the tour in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. We just came from Indonesia to raise our awareness about the Muslim issue.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine today we are here in the big mosque. We are fasting. We can pray. We could read the Quran Kareem. Imagine you are not allowed to fast. You cannot say Salaamu Alaikum. You're forced to eat during the Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
And that the police came from the village to village, by house to house, to control if you are fasting or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese Communist government held a beer drinking festival during the Ramadan. This is happening right now for the Muslims in East Turkestan, not far from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. We heard the news that the United Nations celebrate for the first time an Nakba for Palestine. Is there any development in terms of attention from the UN for the Uyghur issues in the United Nations?
Yes, but not enough. You know, as UN Human Rights Council last year did the reports and said, you know, China may conduct crimes against humanity against Uyghur people. Despite this, still, you know, the genocide is going on. My personally. I lost contact with my parents, with my mom, my father. Last time I spoke to my mom is 25th April 2017. Today I don't know if they're alive or not. And I don't know about my sisters. So if you speak, you know, more than 3 million people, Uyghur Muslims in concentration camp, this is not number. This is, you know, the people like me and the many in diaspora, 100,000, you know, everybody, somebody has sister, somebody has wife, and we're facing this. And, you know, as Uyghur Muslim, we feel sometimes like, you know, we forgotten by the Muslim educational system and we ignored by the Muslim Ummah. So why we are here?
So Uyghur issues is a serious issue. It must be paid attention by the whole community, not just Muslim world, but the entire community in the global world. So for this Shawwal, we are going to celebrate a very important feast in Islam. So what does Shawwal mean for you this year, especially for Uyghur's community?
You know, for me, after 2-3 days, come right now Eid al-Fitr. I'm right now thinking, you know, I'm not able to call my mother or my father or my brothers or sisters and say, you know, Mabruk Ramadan, Mabruk Eid al-Fitr. I'm not able, you know. At the same time, I'm very hopeful from the Muslim community, from the humanity, that we are not, you know, forgotten. At least, you know, in this Eid al-Fitr and during the Ramadan, we asking, you know, dua. Maybe, you know, Chinese communist government calculated every aspect of the countries, but I think they forgot one thing, Qudratullah. Yeah, and Allah, you know, he has the power. I think he will be, you know, helping us. We need, you know, dua, we need to raise awareness and talk about our issue.
Thank you, Abdul Hakim, for joining us in Ashrawani, Ajanawani. And we hope for the best, and we pray for the best for Uyghur's community. So itu dia bersama dengan Abdul Hakim daripada masyarakat Uyghur yang ketika ini berdepan dengan krisis kemanusiaan. Dan selain daripada Uyghur, Syria juga merupakan antara tempat yang berdepan dengan konflik yang sekian lama sudah berlangsung. Dan ketika ini kita bersama dengan Sister Fatih. You've been in Malaysia with 3 kids. So let's start there. Can you introduce yourself? How many years have you been in Malaysia?
I've been in Malaysia for 12 years ago. And it's a great country. It's safeful. And I live alone also with my kids. The people is too harmony. They is good people. I'm work. That's all.
Since you say you've been living alone, so during this Ramadan and the upcoming Shawwal, is there any preparation that you do? How did you go about those for this 1 month? Is it tough or is it? Yeah, can you share about that?
It was difficult because I'm working in bazaar. I'm working.
Which bazaar?
In Banksar.
Oh, okay.
In front you, I am Anara. Yeah, I got a lot of friends. They are local. I'm selling Arabic food. And they are share with me every day the food. They when iftar came, they are come to me, and they talk to me. They are very good people. I like them. And Ramadan be easy when they are with me. So I feel like it's like my country. I really like Malaysia too much.
It's been 12 years since you're here in Malaysia, and then as you see, you've been living as if you've been home already in Malaysia. But how do your kids accept that?
They are studying in Malaysian school for the refugee Jasmine Hashem, and they are feel like this is our country. They feel like this. They can speak Malaysian also.
Oh,
yeah. My big daughter, she's the adult one, 8 years old, and she is can understand Bahasa from her teacher and her. Yeah, that's all.
She's here.
No. She's at home.
Oh,
yeah, the school only invite me.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Very much want to talk to her.
Yeah,
like, I want to test her Malay.
Yeah.
How is it? How good is it? Now, the next question is, so we talk about Shawwal. This is about celebration. It's about festival.
Yeah.
So is that the preparation, specific preparation that you do? Because we know that Syria has a lot of rich culture, lot of food, very different kind of food that even Malaysians love, especially the sweets. So is that any preparation you do for the Shawwal?
Yeah, I do the Ajwa sweet, all the Arab sweet I do in my house, and I share with my kids, and that's all. I share with my neighbor.
I see.
When I came back home, my neighbor put for me some Malaysian sweet, and they are right from your neighbor.
Oh, I see.
In my door, and every day when I go work, I just give them anything, just like your neighbor.
Okay, yes. So that's a bit more about Ramadan and about Shawwal, and then you talk a bit about your kids. But let's talk a bit about your home. Is there any news from Syria that you can share with our viewers?
Any news? My sister living in Syria, and everything is expensive and difficult. And they cannot buy everything. They cannot eat everything. So it's too difficult. Syria is too difficult now.
Did they affected by the earthquake early this year?
I don't know, but she's not okay.
I see.
Yeah.
And then, for the next years, is there any new things that you want to try? Because you already opened a bazaar and then offers a lot of food.
Yeah. I opened in Bangsar and Telawi, Jalan Telawi.
Okay. So we hope we can see you there. Thank you so much. We hope I can see you there and eat your nasi Arab. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. And I hope you will offer me the same hospitality your neighbors gave to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Fatih, for joining us in Ashra Awani, so for Agenda Awani. So itu, Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. So itu sedikit sebanyak berkenaan dengan perkembangan di Syria. Kita akan beralih pula kepada perkembangan di antara konflik kemanusiaan yang paling teruk yang disifatkan yang berlaku ketika ini di Yaman. Bersama-sama dengan Brother Ahmad. Brother Ahmad, can you come closer? And I want to start with for you to introduce yourself. How many years have you been in Malaysia? And is there any specific news from Yemen that we should share with our viewers tonight?
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My name is Ahmad Mustafa. Mm-hmm. I'm a PhD student here in Malaysia, studying in UPM. I've been here since 2017, alhamdulillah. I've done my master also here in Malaysia. You know, Yemen, when I talk about Yemen, it's under conflict right now. And Yemen, according to United Nations agencies, is the worst humanitarian crisis in the world right now, in the world today. Yes, yes.
So the latest news that we receive is there is an exchange of prisoner between the Houthi and the Saudi. Can you share more about that news? Is it true? And then is the process is smooth as reported by the media?
Actually, there is, you know, maybe can I?
Yeah.
So the legitimate government and the Houthis with the, you know, the mediation of Oman Sultanate and Saudi Arabia to get, you know, to the solution in Yemen, to the war in Yemen. Inshallah, we wish the war that will end, inshallah, soon. But we cannot trust, you know, the Houthis and so on, because you know, the roots of the war in Yemen, it's based on the military coup against the legitimate country, a legitimate government. So when we comes to the roots, we wish there will be fair solution to the Yemeni people with the majority of Yemeni people, because you know there is, you know, roots of minority wishing to control the or to seize the country regardless of the majority.
Let's talk about fairness for Yemenis in terms of humanitarian issues that's happening in Yemen now, especially during Ramadan. This is a sacred month for all Muslims around the world. So how does Yemenis in Yemen celebrate Ramadan this year? Because as you mentioned before, the Yemen conflict is the worst humanitarian conflict that existed in the world right now.
When we talk about numbers in Yemen, we will feel and we will know how terrible is the war in Yemen. There are 24 million people, which is 80% of the Yemeni population, are below the poverty line. 4.5 millions of Yemen has been internally displaced people right now are considered living in camps in Yemen, and you know 50% of the healthcare infrastructure has been totally destroyed. 2 million children of Yemen are out of school right now. So you know, when we talk about food, healthcare and water supply. Every aspect of the life in Yemen are severely impacted. So how would be the life there? But alhamdulillah, we are here in Malaysia, and Malaysia people and Malaysia country has been helping Yemen a lot, alhamdulillah. There have been, Help Yemen campaign done by Yemeni community here at Tawassul Foundation, some Malaysian NGOs. Alhamdulillah, there have been many supply to Yemen and aid. 3 weeks ago, alhamdulillah, there has been a campaign launched by Al Tawassul Foundation with the participation of 24 Malaysian organizations. The campaign is called Aid Yemen. Okay. Alhamdulillah, within these three weeks, there have been many aid and projects done within these 3 weeks.
Yeah, Ahmad, because we don't have much time, but I believe we pray for the best for Yemenis, and then since there's campaign and then there's a lot of things going on, and then help is coming in for Yemen, and we wish for the best for all the Yemenis, especially for those are displaced during this war. And thank you so much for being with us tonight. And then itu sahaja untuk agenda awani pada hari ini bersama dengan 6 tetamu daripada 6 negara berkongsi berkenaan dengan perjalanan sepanjang Ramadan dan juga Syawal. Kita doakan terbaik untuk mereka berdepan dengan isu kemanusiaan yang berlaku serata dunia. Saya Ifan Faruqi, sampai jumpa lagi.